Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. Well, you've done it again. You've burned through another perfectly good week. Happy Friday, everybody. If I had to pick my favorite day of the week, I think it might be Friday. I mean, Saturday and Sunday are big favorites too, but Fridays are great because even though we might have to work, it gives us hope for a few days off. Lots of great things happen on Friday nights. High school sports like football and basketball. Friday night market. There's always a place to find some good food, and restaurants are more likely to have live music on Friday night. My wife and I were told early on in our marriage to try to set aside one night a week for date night. So on my calendar, nearly every Friday night we have a date. Many times it's nothing crazy or expensive, but we try to spend some time together, talking and enjoying each other's company. We might go to the movies or the mall or something like that, maybe head out to the beach and watch the waves. But oftentimes, we try to keep up with Commissioner Reagan and the rest of his family on Blue Bloods. But most of the time we sit and talk about what's happened over the last week. It's amazing that living in the same house as someone, and we still have to set time aside to actually communicate. When our boys were young, sometimes we'd get a sitter and go out to eat, just the two of us. It seemed like we had to try hard to find things to talk about that didn't involve the boys. But the truth is, when kids are young, life revolves around them. School, after school, doctor's visits, sports, band practice, youth group. We aren't quite empty nesters yet, but I have noticed that many empty nesters struggle with a new routine, trying to figure out what to do after years and years of having your schedule arranged by your kid's basketball coach. I do have to admit that going on vacation with my two adult children was a blast, especially when we were having dinner and one of them paid for dinner without us asking him to. They were both generous and took good care of us on the trip. It was a proud moment for me, because isn't that what raising kids is all about? Preparing them for independence and teaching them to be healthy, productive members of society? The transition from parent to friend has been a tough one, because I don't know anything but the parent role to my children. I'm learning, and I will always be dad to my boys, but the older I get, the more I cherish the times we do have together. Oftentimes, I have to be intentional and make time for them, but that's true for all relationships, isn't it? We have to make time for those we care about. This week for date night, I'm hoping we can go to the movies to see a new movie that just came out about a hippie preacher called Jesus Revolution. Maybe I'll see you there. Well, happy Friday, everybody. I know you didn't ask, but my favorite season in Humboldt County is anything but winter. But the truth is, this last week, we got to experience all four seasons in one week. A few days of sunshine and a few days of snow. Who could ask for a better place to live? Be careful out there, people. The roads are slick. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.